Wiggly's dead.
Our little caterpillar's all rolled up in a piece of dead skin. He's not even moving at all.
Hey, don't worry about him. He's just becoming a new creature. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Your caterpillar Wrigley is not really dead. He's just going through metamorphosis. That's what it's called when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. When he comes out of his cocoon, he'll be brand new. And when you accept Jesus as your Savior, he makes you brand new too. Here's 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Our story for today, our story for this Sunday, is entitled, "New and Beautiful." "Mom, Mom," called Wyatt one morning. "Look what happened." He clutched a glass jar with holes punched in the lid and some twigs and leaves on the inside. Mom and Emily, Wyatt's little sister, went to see. Mom took the jar and they peered through the glass. "Oh, cool," said Mom. "Cool," wailed Emily. "How can you say that? Wrigley's dead. He's all closed up in that dead piece of skin. He's not even moving." "It's okay, honey," said Mom. "He's just beginning the next phase of his life. I know you liked Wrigley as a caterpillar, but this is all part of God's plan for caterpillars. You knew this would happen. We talked about it, remember?" "Yeah, Emily," said Wyatt. "When the time is right, caterpillars like Wrigley weave a chrysalis around themselves, and then they change." "Oh, right," said Emily. "I forgot." "The chrysalis is what you see around Wrigley now," said Mom. "In a way, he dies as a caterpillar while he's in the chrysalis, but in a few weeks you'll get to see him as a new creature. He won't be a caterpillar anymore. He'll be a butterfly." Mom smiled. "It reminds me of when a person becomes a Christian," she added. "We're spiritually dead when we're born into this world, but when we place our faith in Jesus, we become part of God's family and we're changed. We become alive in him. Wrigley will be more beautiful when he leaves that chrysalis, and our new life in Christ is much more beautiful and free than the old one was." Wyatt grinned. "And we didn't even have to spin a chrysalis." Mom laughed. "Nope. God does the work in us. He gives us the Holy Spirit who transforms us and makes us new." "When Wrigley comes out of the chrysalis, all new and beautiful, do you think I should give him a new name?" asked Wyatt. "That might be a good idea," said Mom with a smile. "I don't think I've ever seen a Wrigley butterfly." Well, how about you? Did you know that without Jesus, you're spiritually dead? But the good news is that you can be alive. Jesus gives new life to those who trust him as their Savior. And when you trust in him, he gives you eternal life that starts that very moment. God says you actually become a new person when Jesus gives you life through the Holy Spirit. So trust in Jesus today, and he will give you a new, beautiful life. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17.
"Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun."
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus gives new life. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages, too. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.